Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Not me.
And Wayne.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, like Jeff has, wanting to talk about the legality of the Declaration of Independence. Now, Jeff, we were talking in the end of the last segment there about, I guess, a group of lawyers on two sides that apparently met in Philadelphia to debate the legality of the Declaration of Independence.
And I just before I go further, I neglected to realize that Nemi was in the studio tonight. So hello, Nemi, as well.
And hello.
Hi to Mark and Wayne. So, yeah, to pick up where we left off, you had basically recapped in brief that, of course, it was illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem legal to me. The British government was the government at the time, and I suspect the king felt that it was, you know, he was the law, and the action of seceding from his dominion is illegal.
Of course he did, and of course it was illegal. So, knowing that such a secession by the colonies from the crown was illegal, how can any action taken by any of those people and anything that resulted have become legal since then?
Well, I would say that they're not.
Illegitimate.
Yeah, the government is illegitimate, as was the British government too. I mean, if the Indians owned the land or whatever, what business did the British government have coming over here and claiming for itself dominion over that land?
Well, just about as much as I guess the colonists had who decided to secede from the crown.
Yeah. So, I mean, the government isn't legitimate. Government is essentially the most successful gang of organized criminals in a given geographic area. I mean, that's all they are. If right now I could put together some, you know, some friends with guns to fight against the quote unquote legitimate authorities here in the United States, and we were successful in fending them off, then we would be the new government, right? And then we would be as legitimate as that as the previous one.
Well, you'd have to do something else though first. You'd need to get a flag and then hang it out in front of a building and fly it proudly that you'd beaten off the other mafia with a flag.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. You have to have a piece of fabric that says that says that you are a nation, right?
There you go.
And you have to force other people to do things they don't want to do.
Precisely. Or you got to be able to pull the sword out of the stone or have it handed to you by a watery tart.
Right. That is the best line ever in a movie. Tots laying around in mud puddles, handing out swords is by no means a good dispensation of government. I don't know what it was, but it is.
It was basis for government. I think the line went, but the whole movie is excellent. That is just fantastic.
What's the movie from? Is that from
It's Monty Python's, I believe it's Life of Brian.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess, too. It seems like it would be in the meaning of life, because it kind of gives that history of the world thing, but maybe, I mean, what am I thinking?
So, with that, kind sirs and gentle lady, I leave you for the evening. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. So, they have an article here from Political Ticker, at CNN.com, and it's written by Alex Zuckerman. And it says, Ron Paul says unemployment is 20%. A week after proposing his economic recovery plan, and he has probably the best economic recovery plan out there. Actually, the only recovery plan, the rest of them are sort of taxation plans. You know, he really talks about what he's going to cut. Presidential Republican hopeful Ron Paul said Sunday that the true unemployment rate in the United States is higher than the 9.1 estimated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I don't think anybody believes that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the actual employment rate is probably far more important. I think that that's something like 52% or 58%. It's, I believe, in the 50th percentile.
Even over, say, 18 months ago, John Williams at shadowstats.com, or is it .com or .org, one of the two, he's an independent economist who kind of puts the numbers together the way the government used to before they changed all the definitions on everything. He was claiming about a year and a half ago that it was up over 22% back then. So it depends on how you measure it and whether you use the birth-death model. There's all these games they play with the numbers.
Yeah, they absolutely. What's the Mark Twain quote?
But lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah, there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics, suggesting that statistics are even worse than damned lies. I gotta wonder. Anyway, Ron Paul being quoted here, I think the downturn in the economy occurred in the year 2000. Paul told CNN, adding that there have been no new jobs added since then. And yet, we've had a 30 million increase in the population. Just go out and talk to the people. The unemployment rate is in the true numbers is over 20%. So there's a depression, Paul said after an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. The Bureau of, and these guys on Meet the Press, when it goes, if you're not going to watch any Ron Paul video this week, except for one, type in Meet the Press, because he really, really lays it all out and puts it to the establishment on this one.
And he has a chance to talk, too, which is nice. But, you know, it's funny, in the last 10 years, if you look at the growth of the national security state, the homeland security state, a lot of the jobs that have been created aren't even productive jobs that are producing something.
Yeah, Washington's doing just fine, right? The median income there is rising. They haven't had a crippling real estate depression.
And some would argue that even all these wars are make-work programs.
The suggestion has been made many times, many ways, that in fact the military is just Republican welfare. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's something to that statement.
Yeah, because if you produce things that people want to buy voluntarily, then you're creating wealth. But when you produce things that blow people up and destroy property and kill people, that's not productive either.
You know, when Ron Paul talks about the unemployment being 20%, I think he's being generous. I think that there shouldn't be, we shouldn't get the unemployment numbers. We should get the employment numbers.
I think that's a good point, because right now I'm trying to think of where I fall technically with my life situation. Do I count as employed? Do I count as unemployed? And how has that changed over the past 11 years if we're talking since 2000?
And it's another great question is, if you're asking yourself that question, you probably were working at some point in getting paid more than you are now. There's a lot of people that are sort of underemployed that at one point had a job that paid better and now have taken one. Because, this happened to me once. I got downsized, at the radio station. The place closed its doors. And somebody needed to pay the mortgage at my house, so I went out and I drove a cab. It wasn't the work I wanted to do. I did not want to drive a cab.
Right.
I didn't want to do that. But I didn't know anything about collecting unemployment. I didn't feel like learning, and I didn't like the feeling I had thinking about me collecting unemployment. I just didn't want to do it.
Well, another number that's really important here is the use of food stamps, which has been increasing, not declining.
Oh, yeah. There's 45 million families are on food stamps or something like that. Another interesting statistic is that households have decreased by 11%. That means that 11% of the population have moved in with grandma or the kids or whomever they've moved in with, and we have 11% fewer houses with people living in them. No wonder there's a problem. I mean, somebody owned those houses. That's not good for the economy.
And they built too many houses based on a false boom.
Right? Somebody built too many houses because the economic policy of the Federal Reserve and the banking institutions backed up by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae or whatever they are, they incentivized people to do just that. It made perfectly good sense. When I was living in Sarasota, Florida, from 1999 to 2006, it made perfectly good sense to people to buy a house and then save up and buy another one and rent it out and buy another one and buy as many as you could because they just kept going up. Free money.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it. Just go ahead and do it.
But those who looked for the signs of it collapsing or the bubble imploding did okay if they sold in time. But if you held on to houses or kept buying them even when the signs were not going well, then you're bankrupt by now.
We'll go on with this article and take a couple of calls here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Your call, too.
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
So let's go straight into the calls here. I mean, that's what we do, after all, here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Andrew in Texas. Andrew?
Hey, Mark and Nemi and everybody over there, how are you guys doing tonight?
It's Wayne.
Hi,
is
Andrew.
The other guy.
Wayne. Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about a comment you made in the last segment about the military being a welfare kind of state. You know what I mean?
No, I think that the statement that I made, and this is just a, you know, I think this comes from the sort of the left side of the aisle, that the military is Republican welfare. That, and the idea is that Republicans hate the idea of spending money on welfare generally, and, you know, these are all generalizations about Republicans and Democrats. I mean, I'm not proposing to speak for any of them. I am a registered Republican. But
No, I understand, and that's, I wanted to actually comment about that because I've been listening to you guys' show for about 2 weeks now, roughly, so I'm still fairly new to the show. And I hear a lot of people who call in about the military, and they talk either side of the spectrum, either pro-military or against the military. And being an actual service member, I figure I might as well comment on the whole welfare thing, because that's all it really is. Most of the people that are in there, they sit there and use this system because they can't make it out there in the real world.
I wonder if I think they can make it. They just, they're indoctrinated and taught once you get in there. I mean, my uncle went into the Air Force, and he said that he had to spend 4 years. I think it had something to do with the draft. I'm not 100% sure. And he said that it almost ruined him for the working world, was his feeling on the subject.
There also aren't a lot of jobs out there right now, so the military recruitment is up in the last 2 years because of that.
Sure is. Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, and they've actually cut recruiting numbers quite a bit on the military side. I happen, where I work, I deal directly with recruiters, and the numbers continues to get cut down because retention is so high. But I'll tell you what, the indoctrination about staying in and continuing on and how you're being amazing for your country when so much of what we do is not, it's almost sickening in a way.
So what's the, for you, what's the biggest issue of, say, immorality or waste? What is it about the military that bothers you the most?
Mainly it's the way we treat service members, you know. It's amazing how it seems like the more dirty things you do, the higher ranking you get. You know, you don't see it when you first start out. I've only been in a short time, only been doing this for about 5 years, but whenever you start out, it always seems like at first everything's grandiose, it's fine, and you're in this great organization, and then slowly but surely you see all the corruption that goes on and the backdoor deals and the stuff that isn't supposed to be in the military, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be this honor organization, and there's no honor in it. Whatsoever.
Right. I mean, you know, essentially generals and the high-ranking folks, they're essentially politicians. I mean, they're high-ranking bureaucrats, and they have to play these sort of political games just like any other bureaucrat and has to play the political games. And they're not exempt from it because that's how, you know, government works. They have to, you know, they have to do the deals and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
It starts all the way from the bottom and goes all the way to the top. It starts from when you're an E1 and goes all the way till you're an O10. It doesn't matter where you are in the spectrum.
I come from a very military family, and I need to agree with you, Mark, that it's a political game. My dad always would joke that if he had been able to keep his mouth shut, he would have made Fulbert general. You know, but
Fulbert colonel is the what a Fulbert is, right?
Yeah,
not
one-star general.
One-star general, okay. Correct. So he was a Fulbert colonel. So I agree with what you're saying. You know, and I have several friends who are in the military, and they concur with what Andrew's saying. Is once you get in, you know, it seems really great, and you're doing great work and defending the nation, and then you find out generally, over time, gradually, bit by bit, that really is not what you're doing at all.
Well, Andrew, I appreciate the call. Keep listening. You know, and over time, that's our message is, if nothing else, it's consistent. It may be unusual, iconoclastic, not what you're used to hearing, but it is consistent. And I do appreciate him calling in, talking about these things. Let's go to Michelle in New Hampshire. Michelle?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, this is the co-host, Michelle.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Wayne. Hi, Nettie.
They kidnapped me tonight.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. You're looking good.
Oh, you're listening. You're watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. What's on your mind, Michelle?
Well, Ian asked if I would be interested in calling in tonight to give an update, because as I think you all know, I'm going to be submitting myself on Friday to the Keene House of Corrections.
So what, tell people why that happened. I do happen to know that you got sentenced, but you know, this isn't right. about me finding out.
Yeah. So back in, I guess it was June, I was pulled over in my truck and was issued a vehicle registration violation. And I subsequently received 8 more tickets between my boat and my truck over the summer. So I've now been to trial, first an arraignment and then a trial or hearing or whatever, not arraignment, I'm sorry, since, and I was found guilty of not registering my vehicles, which I suppose if guilt can be assigned to that, yes, it's in fact true. And
you don't believe that you have any obligation to register a vehicle with a government agency. I mean, you know, they're taxing you to pay for the roads, so why in the world shouldn't you be able to drive your vehicle on them?
Right. And, you know, until we have fully privatized roads with tolls or whatever, you know, is figured out, then I suppose the gas tax is the most equitable, because that way if someone's visiting the state, they're paying for the road they're driving on or whatever. So, you know, fine. That's the way I am supporting the roads. The vehicle registration generates millions and millions of dollars in this state. And so, you know, the government is not interested in giving that one up, but I'm not interested in paying it, so we're at an impasse.
Yeah.
And I was not ordered to register my vehicle, but I was assigned a $100 and basically with the fee came out to like $133 fine, and I let the judge know that I, Judge Runyon and Jeffrey, that I would not be paying that, so he said that I could sit in jail at $50 a day to basically work that off.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to knit or anything while you're there? Are you going to knit any, like a sweater or something while you're in there?
Oh,
what are you going to do?
You know, actually, I spoke to Superintendent Van Wickler today. I called and left a message saying that I would be going up to the jail. I didn't tell him that I would be – I didn't leave a message saying that I was going to be an inmate, I don't believe, but just mentioned that I was going to be up there, and could he call me back, and he did, and – we had a nice little chat, and I told him I wasn't going to be interested in, you know, giving my fingerprints or eating their food because I'm on a special diet right now, and that I wasn't interested in getting naked.
This should be very interesting. Michelle, please hold the line. I'd like to point out when Michelle did have Judge Runyon rise for her as she left the room. I mean, it's an interesting story. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Toll free. Sickle CAI line here on Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. Every so often a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now amidst a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging to change the way monetary systems work around the world. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a private free market monetary system. It's a currency, a new form of money. It's not the liability of any bank, nor issued by any government, nor tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, for there is much to learn. A good starting place is WeUseCoins.com. It's WeUseCoins.com. Find out more about the Bitcoin. So, it's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
Let's go right back into the call here from our co-host, sometime co-host, Michelle.
Hey.
So you're telling us about your...
Judge Runyon is interested in etiquette. He's the one that wears the bow tie, and he's out in Jaffrey, about 20 miles outside of Keene, and it's a completely removed district from Judge Burke and Arnold, who, you know, have been such a source of problems for the liberty activists in Keene. So anyway, there was no bad blood between us, so to speak, so I've tried to always be very polite and what have you. And he said that I would be having to serve 2.5 days. And I was a little distressed about that because he had informed me at my trial that in the event that I chose that as the option rather than to pay the fine, that I'd be able to do like consecutive Saturdays. So I basically written off my winter for the next 5 months thinking, I guess I'll be spending Saturdays in jail. But he did give me 2.5 days, and I told him I needed a special diet, and he said that I could call over the jail, but he's sure that they would work with me. That's funny. But anyway, so I called Van Whistler.
Did they work with you?
Yeah, exactly. He called me back, and to quote him, he said that he's very much interested in making me as comfortable as possible.
Mm.
It's funny.
Did he tell you they were very pretty?
Pardon me?
Did he tell you that you're very pretty?
I've never met him.
That would be very creepy if he did.
This is Van Wickler you're talking about, Michelle?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the superintendent of the jail. And, and you know, I would always like to take people at their word, but I'm rather skeptical of any government official telling you that they want to give me anything.
That they're going to be comfortable in jail. It does seem like an unusual place to be comfortable, right?
Right. So when I told him that I wasn't interested in being fingerprinted, you know, I try to give something when I ask for something. So I gave him my, you know, my appreciation of, you know, for the way that Ian and other people have been treated while they've been incarcerated there. And I appreciate that he is part of the LEAP, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And, you know, after that said, you know, I'm not interested in being fingerprinted or eating anything that I shouldn't be, nor getting naked in front of anyone. So from what I understand, and if I don't do those things, typically you don't process, and I would be in a very cold room without a blanket or anything or food while I was there. So he asked me what was on my sheet, and I'd been told that I'd be there from Friday at 5 until basically early, early Monday morning. And he said that he would like to keep me there for just 24 hours, so I would be out Saturday at 5, and that if I was willing to shower and change my clothes so that I was not bringing any contraband in, that and I wouldn't have to do that in front of anyone, that I could have a, I could be, quote-unquote, in solitary, but in a room, in a cell by myself with blankets and a bed. So I'd essentially, I wouldn't be fully processing, but at least I would have a bed with linen.
Yeah, I was. Well, the point I was going to make is that they have often not put people in population that are serving out sort of fines, rather than they're doing time rather than paying fines. So there's really no incentive to you for actually going through their fingerprinting process, because basically what they're, you know, they offer in doing that is getting out in population.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now it's left with me to determine whether or not, if I'm certain that I'm only going to spend 24 hours in there, which is what I had thought initially, I had no intention at that point of processing and was just basically going to fast and pray, you know. It would be my spiritual retreat. And but if it's going to be longer than that, I'm not interested in, you know, I'm not interested in starving myself for 3 days, because at some point the jail can then claim that I'm, you know,
they'll
put me on like suicide watch.
Sure.
You know, then they can really get involved and put IVs in my arm, and I'm not interested. I certainly don't want that.
You can just take your food and dump it in the toilet, and then they won't know that you're not eating it.
So, right. Michelle, well, of the 8 tickets you got over the summer, what number ticket is this?
Number one. No, I got 9 total. This is number one. Yeah.
So you have 8 more to go.
Correct.
Wow.
Well, keep us updated on it, Michelle. I'm very interested in how this this turns out. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. 855-450-3733. I was poised over the button there. What can I tell you? Let's go to Kevin in Indiana. Kevin?
Hello?
Hello. What's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
I had an interesting conversation with Ian the other night, and I wanted to follow up with you. I think you're a more sane person.
I think so, too, but go ahead. You may not by the end of this.
I think actually the three of you, every time I've called with you three, it's been a very pleasant experience. My conversation with Ian went like this. He believes that you can privatize the Army or the military. And I want to give you a scenario and see what you say.
Oh, is this one of these, this essentially a fantastic scenario where in a world
really.
Of a free market world, what would happen? Is that, I'm just trying to
understand. I want to see how you can give me a model how this is going to work in the free market. Okay,
so okay.
1941, Pearl Harbor, Japan has just blown us away, and Germany has declared war, and they also have the capability of bombing us with the B rockets and subs, et cetera. How would you handle that situation?
Well, first off, I would like to point out that in World War I, the United States got involved tipped the scales of the battle that would have essentially deadlocked the Central Powers and the Allies to the point that they would have had to come to some much more equitable arrangement than the Treaty of Versailles. Now, this is a very important factor that nobody who wants to talk about World War II ever wants to give me. That the fact that Woodrow Wilson went back on a campaign promise and got the United States into a war for essentially no reason. I mean, Germany was talking to Mexico about going into the war against the United States at that point, but, you know, it's not like it was that big of a deal. It hadn't happened. Nobody had attacked the United States. There were a couple of bombings, but no one ever was able to link them conclusively to the Central Powers. However, going on, so the fact that the United States' involvement created the situation for World War II is extraordinarily important. Hitler did declare war on the United States, but as far as I'm concerned, some guy in Nairobi can declare war on me right now, and it doesn't matter if I choose not to engage with him.
That's right. Hitler didn't have the resources to attack the United States.
Okay, but you guys missed my point. He has B rockets. And subs, and he's attacking us from the East Coast.
He has the V rockets didn't come along until later. They had the buzz bombs before that.
No. Under my scenario, we're being attacked on the mainland by, and then I agree with you because the Germans went into hyperinflation and all that, and I agree. But under my scenario, we're under attack, and we're using a private army or the free market. How do we defend the United States?
Okay, well, first off, I don't know what I don't know what defense of the piece of land, the free piece of land that you might call the United States would look like in the future. But here's some ideas. Maybe, maybe the organization calling the United States could just ask for donations to its military. The current, I'm going to hold you through, Kevin. I've got an interesting thing that I've written up in the past that I think is, you know, it's very important, and a lot of people, they can really shed some light on this, and I'm going to go through it with you here. Just hold the line, if you would. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. Looks like I missed my intro there. 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
Nami.
And Wayne.
If you're frustrated with the way that Liberty is going in your particular area, check out the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, and that state is New Hampshire. In order to affect the government, in order to, you know, its maximum role would be protection of life, liberty, and property. It's the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Let's bring Kevin back on the air here. Kevin, you there?
I'm here.
Now, Kevin, you asked one of the tough questions of liberty, folks that believe in sort of the ideas of complete liberty, which is, what would we do to protect ourselves from, you know, military might? And this is important, and I wish I had an hour to go through with this with you rather than, you know, a segment. But go ahead.
I'm honored. I appreciate that. When do you want me to come on for an hour?
You can call in, and we'll talk to you about as long as it handles, as we can handle it. And if I could trade today, the government handling cops, courts, roads, and a military that stayed within its national borders for the bloated leviathan that is in everybody's business around the world and its own citizens, I would trade it in an instant.
I would, too.
I would take more liberty over what we have today. But if you want to talk about, you know, how military might would look in a world where there was no coercive, top-down, monopolistic government, certainly there is not going to not be any force. People are going to use weapons, and they're going to have agencies that are going to use weapons, and these agencies may contract with each other and have regional, you know, stores of weapons in order to protect themselves and things like that. I don't know. But it could be, you know, the United States could, you know, the United States could fund its military, I believe, on just asking people for money and fees and asking for money. Now, let me run this down for you. Most people react to that in an incredulous fashion. So I backed it up. There are 141 million tax returns filed in 2009. And that means that about 66% of Americans actually filed. And those are tax-paying age Americans, not old people and children. Of the people that did file, only 47% had a tax liability. That means that they actually got money back. The 47% were getting a check from the government and, you know, earned income tax credit or whatever. So, you know, we wish they wouldn't have even filed. That means that only 28.7% of Americans actually paid income tax in 2009. Now, the military is 20% of the federal budget. Not all the federal budget comes from income tax, but this is, you know, this is what I'm doing here. This is the math. And that means that 5.6 of Americans paid for the military. If just protecting the borders cost half of what six wars and 1,000 military bases on more than 130 nations, and the marketplace is four times as efficient, and that's just me coming up with a number, I mean, a defensive military is going to cost less than an offensive military, as the government, with fewer, then that means that fewer than 0.8, fewer than 1%, fewer than 0.8% of the people actually need to fund the protection of the nation. So I don't need one out of every five people. I don't need one out of every 10 people. I need one out of fewer than one out of like 120 people to pay towards the military in order to fund it at its, you know, at these sorts of sizes. Do you understand, Kevin?
Yeah, well, I can throw something out real quick. You don't have to even have income tax. You just have the tax. Booze and weed, and but before Prohibition, 70% of tax on alcohol paid for the military.
So, yep, I mean, sure did.
You can pay for the military, and in times of war like that, people will pay for it. So, okay,
but in times of Prohibition, they weren't growing. The United States wasn't an empire in the same way that it is today.
Yeah, I agree, but we're going 19. Okay, let's just put it in 1941, the same 48 states we have now. How do you deal with, and here's the other thing, if it's an offense, they're attacking us. How do we deal with it if there's not a centralized government to run the military? That's all.
You know, it'd be very, very difficult for another country to attack because of all the people who are armed in this country. Back in World War II, the one of the major generals for the emperor advised against attacking the west coast of the U.S. because he said there was a rifle behind every blade of grass. Look at Switzerland. Switzerland wasn't attacked by Hitler when a lot of the surrounding countries were. If enough people know how to defend themselves here, it's very unlikely that another country could attack and win. And then even if they could, to some degree, to occupy this huge continent and not get bumped off eventually would be impossible.
Right. And you asked about sort of how would you coordinate without a centralized military mechanism. And I think this is an awesome question. And my answer would be you don't need to. That a disorganized situation has its benefits in that you can't find the guy in charge to kill.
Right.
You know, right now, you know how to take over the United States. Because all you have to do is occupy Washington, D.C. Then you've, you know, taken over the infrastructure of the United States. You're in charge. That's the king on the chessboard.
And that was one of the big problems the British troops had, too, because the Americans, the colonists, were fighting more of a guerrilla war, and the British troops were just marching.
Well, look at Afghanistan and Iraq. The United States military wasn't able to get a foothold in there until they started working with the people for their concerns. There's no military that's going to come from the outside and work with the United States people on their concerns. If they are, then, you know, I suppose we welcome them, I suppose. But, you know, the fact is that there are advantages to decentralized resistance as there are to centralized resistance.
And you see... You see in Afghanistan as well, several reports I've seen over the years that say we can't find the Taliban. And it's much like Wayne says, you know, it's because they go home. They are the civilian militia.
You know, realize that China is now 20% of their male population is in the military. So our next real crisis that we face on the horizon is China attacking the United States for whatever reason, and they have nukes. How do you deal with that?
Well, if somebody throws a nuke at a place that doesn't have have leadership, how do you deal with that? I mean, you know, what I'd like to see is, you know, a situation where they put bounties on the heads of these people and actually let people that want to go after these folks and take care of them. I mean, that might very well be the case. You know, the United States military put a bounty on Osama bin Laden's head and then wouldn't let companies like Blackwater go after him, any military organizations from the United States go after them. I don't think we're going to deal with China because China makes a lot of money selling to the United States. They're not scary. They're a trading partner.
You know,
this is like you going to sleep at night and worrying about your wife stabbing you in the eye. I mean, that's the kind of paranoia.
here's something you just said, though. If we are proactive, in other words, if there is a Gaddafi or there is another Hitler out there, and we go after them before it becomes a problem, I think that is probably the only way you're going to be able to handle it.
Well, that's preemptive war, though.
I guarantee you guys the next crisis we face is China.
The next crisis we face is Iran because our politicians are going to create it. Kevin, I do thank you for the call. Please call in again. I've got another call to go to here. Let's go to Cole in Missouri. Cole?
Hey.
Where are you at, Cole?
I'm in Mississippi.
Terribly sorry. So,
what's
going about?
Wondering, I myself am an anarcho-capitalist or voluntarist, whichever one. And I was wondering, I couldn't figure out what would happen in that kind of society if somebody committed a crime.
You know, I couldn't tell you either. I mean, it really, you know, this is another one of those situations where the marketplace really will figure out what the answers are in a free market world. I don't know. I do believe that people want a certain level of justice, that they want people, they want to feel safe. They don't want people that are willing to hurt people out there on the loose. I think you would also have less crime, certainly a lot less crime, because the drug war wouldn't exist. But you'd have to still deal with crime. And, you know, how would it look in the future? I don't know. Maybe, you know, certainly if people stole things, likely they'd have to pay back and with some sort of reparations and penalties and things like that.
Yeah,
what would you do with violent people?
With restitution or ostracization.
Yeah, I can tell you that I wouldn't want to live around somebody who's like some kind of homicidal maniac. And if I wouldn't want to turn him loose on somebody else either. I'd want to incarcerate him. That's how I'd feel. Well, thanks for the call. You can call in any time here on Free Talk Live. Guys, that's another one in the can, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we've got 5 years worth of archives going back there. If you get your fix on freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays, and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.